This is some discussion from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Chapter 4 begins the topic about, the title is called Bhakta. So from here, Chapter 4 in Part 1 of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami begins a description of devotion, bhakti, proper. This is where it begins. So in Chapter 1 through 3, the people that's described there, they have material concepts of what it means to be a devotee. They think to be a devotee means, at least in chapter 1, they think that means be a devotee, you have to have a long, live a long life, because these things are presented there. Narada Muni meets someone and says, oh, you lived a long life, you must be you must have the mercy of God. So someone has the mercy of God, oh, you live a long life, or you're very opulent, you have a big ashram, or you're very renounced, or you have your power, you have so many followers, you have a very effulgent body, quite a tage, and you influence over others. But all these are actually not devotion. But generally the masses of people, say in India, they see these external things and they judge. He has so many disciples, he's such an old devotee, he must be a pure devotee, he must be topmost Mahabhagavat. And it's all external. He has nice silk cloth, or he has a big ashram, or he stands on one leg, and he's only standing on one leg. He's such a tapasya, he must be a great devotee. So people judge, he has very big neck beads. He has very big net beads. He must be very advanced. And they don't actually understand it. The person may be wearing a tie and a shirt and working in a job. He's actually a very big devotee. Generally, the masses of people, they think that to be a devotee means you have to be different. That if you're a devotee, you have to have, you know, right on your chest, Jai Shri Radhe and Tilak, Radhakund Tilak, and you have to wear a little white gumsha and shave your head every 3 days and you know, look something different than your normal man. If you wear a pants and shirt, then you can't be a pure devotee. Spiritual means you're different. You're different than us, because we wear pants like this and we live in a house and you have to live under a tree. You have to be very austere. A saint means he's austere. So these are like very general concepts. Because the Pandavas, there's no greater saints than the Pandavas, which we'll find in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But they lived in Golden Palace in Meerut. They had chariots and servants and dancing girls and everything. But everything was only for the Krishna, service of Krishna. As soon as Krishna left the planet, they left everything. They walked out. They didn't take a bangle with them, Kunti and Draupadi. They immediately left. They weren't attached to being the emperor. Like nowadays, kings, they don't go down. Till they die, they stay in office to the last moment of life, and enjoying the so-called luxuries and sense gratification. So this is a principle in describing Prahlad and Hanuman, that love actually means seva, because bhakti means love. So love means service. So this we have to see, that when Narada Muni meets Prahlad, then Narada Muni says, oh Prahlad, you're a great devotee. He says, you had to, Lord came and protected you, and he saved you from your father, and you're always engaged in Navavida Bhakti, and you're such a great devotee, you've really got the mercy of the Lord. And so Prahlad refutes Narada Muni's argument. He said, listen, he said, your main point is that I'm so tight with the Lord, but what is my seva? What is the actual seva that I'm doing for the Lord? What seva am I doing for the Lord? Well, my only seva is called Smaranam. Shravanam, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. All I do is remember the Lord. What is this? What is the value of this? Although it's a form of devotional service, I'm not doing any practical physical seva. Lord Nrisimha, he came here, he killed Hiranyakashipu, my father, and immediately left. Before he came and after, I was only thinking of the Lord. So this is not real mercy of the Lord. Real mercy means if one can serve the Lord, not just sit around and think of the Lord. This is in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I was thinking of the Lord before, then I was in distress, and the Lord reciprocated my thoughts. He came out of the pillar, he killed the demon, then he left. And I was continuing to think of him. But he didn't even stay long enough so I could do any service. What service I did? And what's the intensity of my love? How does this prove I have the greatest mercy of the Lord? Real mercy means if I can serve the Lord, not just sit and think of the Lord. Of course, thinking of the Lord is good because at least you're not thinking of material sense gratification. You're not thinking of the pleasure, but you're not thinking of the pleasure of the Lord either. You're just thinking of the Lord. Oh, the Lord, He's like this. But a bhakta actually thinks, how can I please the Lord? Oh, it's summer, I should make some cooling drink for the Lord. I should fan the Lord. I should make this rope and then connect some fan here and pull on this rope and cool the Lord off. He must be hot. How to please Him, how to satisfy His senses. So devotee's thinking like this. Well, just to think of someone, oh yes, I'm thinking of my husband. Oh, you're a very big devotee. Yes, I'm always thinking of my, 24 hours a day I'm thinking of my husband. Oh, do you do any service? No, I don't do anything. But I just think about Him. Well, you have a very intimate relationship. You must be very, very dear to your husband. Who feeds Him? Who cooks for Him? Oh, I don't know, some maid or something, I don't know. But I'm always there, I'm always thinking of Him. So that's why it says that he's a Gyani Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj is Gyani. Gyan Mishra Bhakti. And he's like Shanta Ras. It's considered a pure devotion begins with Prahlad, but it's Shant. His main thing with Prahlad Maharaj is always remember the Lord. He's a Gyani. He's Bhakta Gyani. This type of Gyani. He's Bhakta Gyan. Knowledge of Krishna. He has good knowledge of Krishna. He's always preaching about Krishna. And he's always getting everyone to chant. But he's not actually doing any direct service. So the real mercy means if I can serve the Lord, not just think of Him. In a loving relationship, you don't just sit and think of your lover. You engage in activities to express your love. You want to meet together, you want to talk, you want to relate, you want to serve and have a mutual relationship. Similarly, devotees of the Lord, their love is not very highly developed if they only think of the Lord. They have no feelings that they must be associated with the Lord and serve Him. So Prahlad Maharaj doesn't have this mood. Everyone glorifies Bhakta Prahlad. But this type of bhakti is, we don't really want this type of bhakti. This is very inferior bhakti. This is pointed out by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He's just, you know, sitting around thinking of the Lord. Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Why don't you do something practical? So he's satisfied only thinking of the Lord. He's not interested in any, of course, he's not interested in any sense gratification, but he's not interested in any seva either. So it's better than being a materialist, like a karma yogi. Yes.
And like Prahlad Maharaj actually is the first person to mention the nine limbs of devotees.
Yes.
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Svanam, Pad,
yes.
Sevanam.
Yes.
So, definitely.
That's why I said he has bhakti gyan. He's spreading the bhakti gyan. It's a walk your talk. He relishes giving lectures. He's like somebody that relishes giving lectures and he leads a kirtan, but he doesn't do any seva. Other than that, that's seva. But the point we're making is intimacy. We're saying who is the whole theme of Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Who is most intimate with the Lord? Obviously, it's the gopis. They give their bodies, and who gives the greatest satisfaction to the Lord? So that's the proof of one who's received the greatest mercy of the Lord, that he's able to please the Lord the most. So we're trying to know what is pure bhakti. Pure bhakti, anyabhilashita shunyam, gyanakarmandiyadvinam, anupalyena krishnanu, shilam bhaktutama. What is that type of bhakti that really pleases the Lord, and what is that type of bhakti that doesn't please the Lord? Okay, because what is he doing to please the Lord? He's pleasing himself. He's not in maya. He's a bhakta. He's a devotee. He's in Krishna consciousness, but it's not very personal. He's not doing padasevanam. He's not massaging the feet. Lakshmi's doing that. Right? And devotees like her. He's preaching it, but he's not walking his talk. He's just doing smaran. Smaran means he's just thinking of the Lord. He's not thinking of doing service to the Lord. Just like the bhavas, they do smaran. Smaranangha bhajan. They sit down to astakalili smaran. They meditate on their sroop. But in that sroop, they're doing seva. They're massaging the feet. They're cooking. They're cleaning. All many personal things. So much intimacy with the Lord in Madhurya Vai.
Narasingadeva was angry. Lakshmi Devi also could not console him. Because only Prahlad Maharaj was allowed.
Yeah, but that's not personal. What pleasure? What pleasure that gave to cool down his anger? This is pleasure. It means, you know, it's, you'll hear it more. He has no feeling. He's satisfied only thinking and not interested in any sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj has nishta in vairagya and knowledge. He has nishta in vairagya and knowledge. But that comes automatically to a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj's love is not developed to the extent that he wants to serve. You see devotees like that, even they come to Krishna consciousness, they hear, they chant, they like the philosophy, but they never come forward to do any service. They just like read all day and chant. But they're just like, kind of like Gyani. It's called Gyani Bhaktis. Yeah. It's called Shantaras Gyani Bhaktis. Not Gyanis, but Gyani Bhaktis. Shant. Passive adoration. Yeah, God is great. Krishna's nice. But serving? Oh, no, I'm happy. I don't want to get too intimate. The basic characteristic of love is that it takes you to the object of love. Love brings union between the lovers. Therefore, even in separation, there is union. And when there's union, there's also fear of separation. This is the nature of love. So that's most expressed in the gopis. When they're with Krishna in the rasa dance, they want to be with him for so long. So he extends the night to be as long as the night of Brahma. But they think it goes by in 1 second. But when they're separated from him, they can't bear it 1 second. But 1 second drags on for one yuga. Yugayita nameshena chakshusha purushayita. So they're separated and then they're thinking of him, so he manifests in their hearts, in their bhav. And when they're with him, they're afraid, oh, this is so wonderful, but he's going to leave. He's going to tell us to go home. The sun's going to rise. This is the nature of love. It's crooked like a snake. It doesn't move straight, line. The basic qualities of love of God. As love increases more, the devotee wants to serve more and more. Dasya Rati is superior to Shanta Rati because love is developed. The devotee has developed the idea that Krishna is the Lord and they have to serve him. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj admitted, I am not a very high devotee. I have not really received very much mercy from the Lord. But if you want to know a better devotee than me, a more advanced devotee, then you should see Hanuman. Bhakta Hanuman ki Dasya Bhakti. Hanuman is higher and a better devotee than me. So this continuation of the theme of love means service. So now another interesting point is, what is the benefit of doing service? What does one learn from doing service? What does one derive from it? So unless one does service, he will not give up his individuality as an independent living entity. It's a very interesting point. Unless you do service, I mean, service means you have to accept another, and then you become dependent on them. Surrender to them, dependent on them, under their control. You give up your control, their control. You're the servant, they're the master. That means you're not independent. The controller is independent. They can fire you or engage you, slap you or reward you, punish you or reward you. So this independence is what's keeping us from Krishna. So service destroys that independent mood. Because to serve someone, you have to accept it. They're better than you. They're qualified for service. So unless we do service, we will not give up our individuality as independent living entities. If we say that the sarupa, the jiva, jivera sarupaya, krishnera nitya das. If we say the sarup of the jiva is a servant, jivera sarup, then we must do seva. If we want to say only and want to serve by the mind and not, then we're not acting in our sarup. Because sarup means rupam. Mind is man, buddhi or man. But we have a rupa and we have to serve with the rupa. It has form. You have hands, legs, arms. We have to know the mood and action. There must be two things. We must have knowledge, mood, and action. Right? Gyan, bhav, and kriya. We may have the bhav and think of ourselves as servants, but we're not acting on it. There's no kriya. Kriya means activity. So, of course, bhakti means kriya. It's kriya yoga. Bhakti is sometimes called kriya yoga.
Well, that is a sahaja. I'm just asking.
Excuse me?
Is that a sahaja who thinks he has the power, does not actually act on the platform service?
Yeah, sahaja, well, you know, he's trying to also imitate the Lord. That's also there.
Oh.
That's real sahaja. You may have bhav, you think you're, yes, I'm Krishna's servant, but okay, what's your service? Oh no, I don't do service. So why? Why does a person have bhav but no kriya? Because he doesn't have intense love. Prahlad Maharaj said that Hanuman was blessed by the Lord because he was doing lots of seva. Whereas sometimes Prahlad Maharaj had demoniac thoughts. Sometimes Prahlad Maharaj even fought with the Lord. That pastime where he fought Narayan Rishi.
When did he fight with the Lord?
It's in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And I can't remember. There's something about he challenged Narayan Rishi.
Which is
some
pastime, isn't it?
Yes.
While he was traveling the world.
Something like this. It all happened because Prahlad Maharaj did not do seva to the Lord. Therefore, seva is stressed even by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to have knowledge from Guru, then you must do seva. Chapter 4, verse 34. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti te gyanam ganinas tatvadarshanam. Tattva darshan. This word in this Guru Tattva is saying Tattva darshan. So Tattva darshan means two things. Tattva means practical knowledge, gyan, and darshan means, or you can say, theoretical knowledge is tattva, the truth, the existential truth, the spiritual truth. Nam tattva, Guru tattva, Krishna tattva, Ishvara tattva, Kala tattva, Jiva tattva, Prakriti tattva, Karma tattva. Many truths. So this is called theoretical knowledge. This is tattva. Then darshan. Darshan means practical knowledge. This is the meaning of darshan. Practical knowledge. You have so much theory, but you're not, you have so much, you know so much about the holy name, but you're not chanting or whatever. It's like this. So the guru, the actual guru, he has theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. You can say applied technology. Technology and application of technology. So he knows the tattvas and he's applying them, he's living them, he's walking his talk.
Bhagavat.
Yeah. He studies Bhagavat philosophy and then he also lives the Bhagavat. So that's why he's a Bhagavat. Book Bhagavat and devotee Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat and Grant. It's called Granta Bhagavat. The Bhagavad Granth and the Bhakta Bhagavat. One is a book and the other is a devotee. If we want to know from Guru, we must do seva. Unless we do seva, we will not give up our hankar. Externally, we can show obeisances. We can say, Jai Gurudev! Jai Gurudev! It's very easy to perform activities with the body. But when we're doing service, we must actually do something from inside. There must be a change of heart. That I love this person, I care for this person, I want to serve this person, I want to please this person. I feel gratitude so much gratitude for what this person has given me. Unless we do seva, we'll not give up our hankar. I read that. Only by doing seva is one's love and affection shown for the Lord. Therefore, Hanuman is a superior devotee to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj himself said, service is better than smaranam. So service means padasevanam. So he was on level 3. Level 1 is shravanam. Level 2 is kirtanam. Level 3 is smaranam. Level 4 is sevanam. And then there's different types of sevanam. Archanam, padasevanam, then archanam, then prayers, vandanam. Then all these things move you closer to the Lord. Serve the feet, and then you offer worship His form, His complete form, and then you offer prayers to Him as a person, and then you establish as you become His das, and then you become more intimate, become His sakha, dasyam, sakyam. Then you become so intimate you want to give everything to Him, and atman avedanam.
So that's a higher practice, Maharaj.
Yes. Because if you're just thinking of the Lord, then that. But the smaranam is supposed to include padasevanam. For example, you're doing something called smarana anga bhajan. You're doing this anga of smaranam in your bhajan, but you're meditating on your spiritual form as a mandri, gopi saki, nityam pran saki. And then you're rendering service. You're making mala, you're cooking, you're doing padasevanam. And moreover, you're doing atmanavedanam. Because you may be offering your very body to Krishna. Oh, I'm in this lila, I'm meditating, Krishna, Radharani's winking to me. I think Krishna wants to enjoy you, because sometimes he enjoys the mantras, very rarely, but sometimes. And I say, no, Radharani, I'm your surrendered maidservant. But I'm ready to serve up to that extent, give my very body for the pleasure of Krishna. That's atmanavedanam. Smaranam is the basis, but smaranam includes everything. You're also chanting japa, hearing and chanting japa while you're doing smaranam.
Right.
So there's shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, and there's padasevanam, there's archanam, there's everything.
So why is this shravanam, kirtanam is the main limbs of time?
They're the main limbs of Vaidhi Bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking because there's Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. And Prema Bhakti, you may just be closing your eyes and just. And Bhava Bhakti, you're just maybe meditating in your stroop, and just the lila is just flowing like a Ganges river, Sarasiki, Upasana. You're just merged in the river going down this lila, that lila. I'm in my spiritual body, totally in my spiritual body. I'm so absorbed in service. I'm in internal consciousness, like Lord Chaitanya, at the level of Bhava and Prem. So I don't know what my body's doing. I have no, you can pinch my body, you can put a needle in my body. I'm in samadhi. And lila samadhi, I don't know what you're doing. My tongue is not moving, my ears, I'm lost. I can't hear anything, I can't speak anything. So until one's on that level of samadhi, then the background of all his activities is always shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. So Prahlad Maharaj himself is saying that service is better than smaranam. So how is that? Because when one does seva, that includes his internal and external senses. It makes you think more of the person you're serving. Feelings are involved. If you're only meditating in your mind, the balance of your body is sitting idly. The mind, there's 10 senses, 11 senses. Panch Gyanendriya, Panch Karmendriya, then Man. So there's the knowledge acquiring senses, there's the working senses, and Man, Buddhi, Hankar. But if you're just absorbed in your mind, everything else is inactive. Everything else is dormant. And they're just not being utilized in Krishna service. So they're not getting any promotion, not getting contact with the Chinmaya Shakti. So how are they getting benefit? How are your hands getting purified? How are your legs? How are your tongue? How is your ears? So you're not very much involved. You're just thinking, but your hands are twiddling your thumbs or whatever. So when you're whole into it, what makes you think more of the person you're serving when you're engaged with your mind and your senses? Your feelings are involved. It's what they call total immersion. It's virtual reality. If you know what I mean. It's virtual, you're totally absorbed. It makes you think more of the person you're serving, feeling. But if you're only meditating, the balance of your body is idle. Service is all-encompassing. service is all-encompassing. It engages everything. It engages our body, our mind, and our words. It's like, you can see what an ideal service Nam Sankirtan is. If you're dancing, your arms raised, your feet are moving, and your mind, you're thinking of Gaur Leela or Krishna Leela or Ras Leela, and then you're singing, every internal, external senses are fully engaged to an ecstatic pitch. It's Ulas, Sevulas, Bhavulas. Minds absorbed and just there. And, you know, body is dancing, everything's going. Words you're speaking, you're chanting. Rishikesha, Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. Bhakti means serving. We have to give up all attachments and designations and do service. That is bhakti. Bhakti begins with seva, dasyam. Therefore, Hanuman is glorious because he did seva. But Hanuman was embarrassed by the praises of Narada Muni. He said, if I'm really a great servant of the Lord and I'm so blessed, then why did Ramachandra leave me back in the material world when he went to Ayodhya? Like your parents would say, oh, you're such a wonderful son, Rakesh, I love you so much. But you know, your sister and your brother and your father and I were going to Australia for 1 month vacation. And we love you so much, we're going to leave you here in the apartment. So you have a nice time, and there's a couple kilos of dried fruit there, and there's some pizza mix, and you can just keep yourself happy for 1 month. And the rest of the family, we're going on a holiday jaunt. So you'll think, wow, you'll call all your friends, oh, you know, I'm so fortunate, my brother, my mother, my father, they went for 1 month holiday in Australia, and they left me all by myself in Bombay. Wow, you're really lucky. They must really love you, and they just can't live without you, and they're inseparable. So this is Hanuman is saying, what is this? You're telling me I have so much mercy of the Lord? It appears to me that I got the bum, raw bum steer. I got the shaft, so to speak. This is slang talk.
In Hanuman's case, are we actually supposed to apply this that the Lord didn't love him enough? Or that the Lord...
Let's listen to what happens here. Now we have some questions on the floor. Yeah. Hanuman, this is Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in case anyone wants to know. Hanuman said, if I'm really a great servant of the Lord and blessed, then why did Ram leave me back? So then Hanuman starts glorifying the Pandavas. He makes a very important point. Hanuman said, service to the Lord without feelings of friendship and affection is actually kapat, cheating. The word is there in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. You can see kapat. Kapat or kapat. Only when servitude, friendship, and loving feelings are mixed together, can be considered a most wonderful relationship between the bhakta and Bhagavan. There must be servitude, friendship, and loving feelings between bhakta and Bhagavan, the Lord and his devotee. If one element is missing, it is cheating. If one only shows loving affection without showing friendship or doing any seva, he's also cheating. One is only serving but without feeling is impersonal. He's mechanical. Machines can also do nice service. That's also cheating. So if there's no feelings from the heart, then why is seva being done? Or if the person serving is pleased or displeased. Love is a mutual feeling. In other words, if you're trying to serve someone and it's done with a loving feeling, then you'll know, oh, is a person actually pleased by my service? But you just say, okay, I have this service, I do it. He's pleased or displeased, I don't care. I just did my service. It's not just a one-way street. So this is actually Nand Goswami says kapat, because Hanuman was serving, but he was very much official in his service, being the parasol and so many services he did, but he was very much fearful of Ram and very much distant, so he didn't have much. He was servitude, dasyam, But he didn't have much friendship and loving feelings. It was just duty. He's doing duty. It's my duty. I must serve Ram. My everything is my duty. So this is some kind of cheating, because you're holding back. You're not giving it your all. What about your feelings? What about your love? This is a very subtle point that you can see. So what's the difference between seva and work? Karma and seva. Machines only work. They don't do seva. Service means with feeling for the person that you're serving. With feelings. That's what we say. What do we say? Do we say service or we say devotional service? Like Krishna says in the Gita, you should offer me with love and devotion. A leaf, a flower, fruit and water. And I often make a joke, you may be heard if you listen to our taste. Usually we offer with lust and commotion. And not love and devotion. Lust, because we're just starving and we're hungry and we don't, whatever Krishna, we could care about him less. But oh, by the way, let's offer it to him first. To make some, get some sukriti here. Or do the right thing according to what they say we're supposed to do. But really I'm driven by lust to whip up this thing together. It's my lust to eat and gain some satisfaction of my tongue, pleasure of my senses. So it's lust, and I do it in a big hurry, commotion. And no TLC over here. Just whip it together. They say, hey, can you whip something together for dinner, honey? They have phrases like that. Hey, honey pie, can you whip something together? I don't know about India, but...
Yes, there is one. They we have heard of this.
Yeah, okay, I'll whip something. So, but in Krishna's service, we take our time with lots of... Now we can go fast, but the main element is his pleasure and love. So service means with a feeling for the person whom you're serving. So now, how can we improve our attitude or our mentality, our... What's it called? Our abhiman, our mentality. So, by hearing the qualities, the compassion and the greatness of the Lord, we will get inspired to surrender and serve such a Lord. Then we'll get free from karma by practicing bhakti. If our hearts are pure and there's no sins, then we'll actually relish. This is told in the Gopi Geet, Shravana Mangalam Shrimad Attatam. So this is, that's why we emphasize so much in the beginning is to hear, read, hear, more and more. Because how can you love someone you don't know? I say, you should love this lady in Bangalore. She's a very nice lady, you should love her. Oh, that's nice. Yes, I love her. I love her. You should be fully dedicated to her. You should always think of her, become her lover, and offer your worship to her and obeisances to her. Always think of her, surrender to her. Well, can you tell me her name? No, she has no name. Can you tell me what she looks like? She has no looks. Can you tell me what is she, Indian or what? No, I don't know. What are her qualities? She has no qualities. What are her activities? She has no activities. Oh, that's a very, very good picture you gave me. So we say, oh, serve Krishna with love and devotion. Who's Krishna? What Krishna? Where Krishna? Why Krishna? So this thing is like this. You know. These are some interesting points.
Very nice. Well, after the Pandavas comes the fourth month.
The Pandavas, then I think the Yadavas. Pandavas and Yadavas. And then, so they were. So this is. Now we were talking about. We were talking about the difference between karma and seva. So there's some phrase there that says, Tatseva Sakyam Priyatam. that if we're doing service, if it's performed properly, then all these elements should be mixed together. There should be friendship and there should be love. Without service, there's no meaning of friendship. And without friendship, there's no meaning of love. So it says, Tat seva sakyam priyatam. So there's no seva. What kind of friend are you? A friend in need is a friend indeed. So service, without service, there's no meaning of friendship. Without friendship, there's no meaning of love. Somebody might say, yes, he's my friend, but I don't want to do anything for him. But how can you have a friendship without a loving feeling? If you're doing seva for someone without a friendly relationship, it will not look very nice. It's actually kapat or cheating. It means you're only doing seva, but without friendship or priyatam, loving feeling, that seva is only cheating. Because first there must be some relationship. From relationship comes attraction or attachment. From attachment comes priyatam, love. Because when we become attached to someone, you like him. When you like someone, you want to serve him. Because service is an external manifestation of priyatam. Or priyatra, which is inside. So first we establish the love. We establish the gratitude, the appreciation, the understanding of God, of Krishna. Then we have a feeling in our heart, a loving feeling towards this person called Bhagavan, Krishna. He's really special, he's really kind, he's really generous, he's really helped me, I really perceive it in my life. I feel some gratitude, so I want to express my priyatam by seva. And then by doing seva, then our friendship develops. Friendship means service. If priyatam, or loving feeling, is absent, we're only doing seva, what is the question? It's only external. This is kapat, cheating, external. Our hearts are not into it, as they say. Put your heart into it. Hey, you're just poking around. Your heart's not into it. So this is real seva versus mixed seva. You can say, but we're saying in English, mixed seva. If we have a relationship with a person, and mamta means, I mean, this person is possessive, feelings of possession, this is my friend, my husband. If we actually have a relationship with a person, and mamta for that person, feeling that this is my husband, this is my wife, this is my guru, this is my Krishna, then for him, we don't get fried or disgusted with that seva. Because it's based on a loving feeling. Possession means love. Because we get pleasure just by serving. For example, in the material world, say there's a baby. He's always taking seva. But the baby is just taking seva at every moment. But the mother is getting pleasure. She's in feeling so much love by doing that seva. Now you might hire a nurse, because you have to go somewhere. So the nurse is also doing the same seva to the baby. Maybe she's a wet nurse, maybe she has milk in her breast. So she's breastfeeding the baby, she's doing everything. But she's getting paid. And she's doing all the service without mamtva and priyatam. She doesn't have a feeling of possession, this is my baby, and she doesn't have a loving mood. Priyatam, or this loving mood, means to desire to satisfy the other person. The nurse, she's only desiring to make money. And she won't be that attentive. She'll do whatever she's told by the master, but the kid cries a few times when she's watching the soap operas, what's the thing? I fed the kid. He's sleeping in there. When he cries, I'm not going to pay attention. I did my duty. I fed him. She said, make sure he eats and this and that. So they won't go the extra mile because there's no mamta. There's no sense of this is my baby. There's no loving feeling. It's just a business. So this is a nice analogy. Like, okay, I'm a disciple. I do my service, but no loving feeling. No mamta. This is my guru. This is my everything. I have to... No, this is not some small-time relationship. This is a serious relationship. So this priyatam, loving feeling, means you really desire to satisfy the other person. So that's why mother is the closest thing of pure seva bhava, or love, is the mother. She really desires to please that baby, no matter what. It's everything. And it's not for money. She's not getting paid. When the desire is there, we must do seva from the outside. Seva must be done in a friendly way, sakyam. If we're doing seva without a friendly mood, it means that we want to get something for self-exploitation. If we're doing seva without a friendly mood, it means we're trying to get something for self-exploitation. There's some object for seva. It's motivated. You may act to satisfy a person because you want something from him. It's like people try to satisfy some guru because they want to get initiated. Right? Then once they're initiated, then okay, good night. You know, I got what I wanted. Or what did they get? I don't know. Because what you're supposed to get is a relationship based on seva and more seva. Because seva grows, everything grows by seva. Atak Sri Krishna Namade Nambavet Grayam Andreya. Andreya. Seva Mukhe Jivado Swayameva. If you have vision of God and realization of God, you must do seva. Seva Mukhe Jivado. It's all based on seva. Darshan of God, relationship with God, attachment to God, realization of God. It's all spurti. Swayam eva spurati da. Swayam. The spurti will only come by seva. That's the emphasis there. So you may act to satisfy the person because you want something from him. This is cheating. When only dasya mood of reverence without friendship, that means kapat. If you have a desire to see the Lord Naishvarya, you say, oh, the Lord is so wonderful. I like seeing him in all gold and silver. It looks so wonderful. I'd love to see him all majestic and opulent and surrounded by all his entourage. That means that you want something from the Lord. Dasya, you accept the Lord as your protector. That's one of the moods of dasya. That's also kapat. Because you're cheating. Oh, he should be my protector. But in Braj Bhakti, cheating means there's no cheating. It's actually, I act only for my benefit. This is cheating. This is what cheating means. But in Braj Bhakti, it's called Uttam Bhakti because there's no cheating. So this is just, that's all the point we have on that.